91X News.
Safety measure during today's treacherous weather. The Glenora Ferry that travels between Picton and Adolphustown has been canceled until further notice. The Belleville Lions Club, including tonight's bingo night, is closed today. All registered recreation programs, such as fitness and children's programs, are canceled after 5 o'clock this evening. In addition, recreational swimming and aquafit won't be happening tonight. However, the Quinty Sports and Wellness Center remains open to the public. People are encouraged to drive with caution and only brave the roads if completely necessary. Education Minister Liz Sandals met with the parents of Belleville's Saganaska Demonstration School last night. The meeting was in regards to the school's provincial review following an enrollment suspension. Leslie Lehman is the council chair for the Saganaska parents and said Sandals didn't give them any concrete answers. A decision about the school's fate will be made later this spring. Former CBC broadcaster Giongo Meshi appeared subdued today as he left a Toronto court after being found not guilty of sexual assault. The judge's verdict has received mixed reactions from the public. NDP leader Tom Mulcair is one of the many who are not pleased by the trial's outcome.
Our legal system has clearly shown that it's having trouble dealing with issues of sexual assault, and I think that we need a new approach. I think that we have to have a system where the stereotype that women who are bringing forward complaints of sexual assault are not telling the truth. I think that we've got to have a system that addresses that straight on.
Gomeshi was charged with 5 counts of sexual assault and 1 of choking. Justice William Hoskins says the 3 complainants in the case just weren't credible. Volkswagen says it's recalling a total of around 800,000 Porsche SUVs worldwide because of a potential problem with the pedals. In a statement released today, Volkswagen says the SUVs might have problems with retention on the block pedal system. The recall comes shortly after the Volkswagen scandal regarding falsified diesel emission reports. Belleville's annual Rockfest will be coming back to the city again this summer. Isaiah Mawinney has the story.
Tim Hicks will be one of the headliners for this year's Rockfest in Belleville. The popular music festival will be held from July 20th to 23rd, and Barb Forgy of the Empire Theatre says it's a way to celebrate in the summer.
It offers a larger venue. So instead of getting 700 people in, we can get over 3,000 in.
The festival performances will take place at night in the Empire Square. It will be held in the outdoor concert venue because it can hold more people.
It's an outdoor, all-ages, licensed event that brings in bigger acts than what we could have or host in the theater. And it's a way to celebrate. It's a big party in the summer.
All ages are welcome, and ticket pricing and lineup information on who else is attending can be found at www.empiresquarelive.com. Isaiah Mawinney, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 303 in sports. Looking at NBA news, the Toronto Raptors have clinched a spot in the playoffs. Their next game is tomorrow night against the Houston Rockets. The Toronto Maple Leafs have center Taylor Bozak back in the lineup tonight when they host the Anaheim Ducks. Bozak missed the last 21 games after suffering the first concussion of his career. The Leafs have been eliminated from the playoffs but have won 5 of their last 7 games. P.K. Subban is almost ready to return after suffering a scary neck injury during a game 2 weeks ago. The Montreal Canadiens defenseman said he was worried about the risks of long-term injury.
It's a scary situation. The good thing is that there was no, structural damage. Now it's just about pretty much getting my mobility back.
He attended his first practice yesterday since the injury but won't be playing in the Canadiens game tonight against Detroit. After their third win in a 7-game series against the Wellington Dukes, the Trenton Golden Hawks only have to win 1 more game in order to take the series. The Dukes will have to put up quite a fight in their next game against Trenton tomorrow night, 7:30, if they want to keep going. Canada's Chelsea Carey plays a pair of tough matches today as the round robin of the Women's World Curling Championship comes to an end. Carey faces Japan in the afternoon before taking on Scotland this evening. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Taking a look at Belleville's forecast, the freezing rain is still coming down out there as the temperature remains at -3. The freezing rain will change to rain later this evening with the temperature rising to +3 by morning. That rain should clear up tomorrow morning, however, with a mix of sun and cloud for the rest of the day, high of +7. At 3:05, it's minus 3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Emily Cannell. News on 91X next at 4.